60 books. So to all the writers of whatever colour and background who have inspired me, but particularly Alice Walker and her book The Colour Purple, thank you.
The book that changed me was presented by Mallory Blackman, and the reader was Adjoa Ando. And tomorrow's essay at the same time is presented by entrepreneur Luke Johnson.
On BBC One, Brighton's Royal Pavilion was built as a palace for a prince. But in 1915, thousands of soldiers from the Indian Army lay wounded beneath its chandeliers. The ballroom was bursting with beds. The gigantic Georgian kitchen had become an operating theatre. And for the first time, Muslim, Sikh and Hindu men from British India were being nursed by white women. Jeremy Paxman reveals how Britain and the lives of the British people were transformed by the First World War. Britain's Great War, part of World War One on the BBC. Begins next Monday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Thursday night, and sitting opposite me to take you through to midnight 30 is Max Reinhardt with tonight's Late Junction. Good evening, Max. Some serious globe-trotting tonight, and time-travelling too. Blind Willie Johnson, for example.
Yes, indeed. We've got John the Revelator by Blind Willie Johnson, and there's also a version of that, of course, by Son House, who I think did the famous version. But Son House is very severe. And somehow or other, Blind Willie Johnson is a much more playful version, and he's also got a woman singer on it with him too.
You should have them both.
So I hope you're going to tune in to that, Jonathan. But anyway, thanks very much. Well, a simple question for you now, dear listener. Do you recognise your place in the flow of the natural world? While you're thinking about it, here's an Oklahoman band who do. Elephant Revival. Their name was revealed to them when they read a news story about the sad passing of two elephants, days after zookeepers had separated them after 15 years of sharing an enclosure. Elephant Revival, remembering a beginning.
Where does it go? The wind eyes wondering what has seen these skies below, up high, what the skies have seen. Remembering a beginning.
Years ago, Art Blakey recalls, I was talking with Thelonious, and he said, when you hit the bandstand is supposed to lift from the floor, and the people are supposed to be lifted up, too.
Apart.
Start and Complete by About Group, a mutant, somewhat impro quartet formed by Hot Chips Alexis Taylor on vocals and keyboards, This Heat's extraordinary drummer Charles Hayward, and Pat Thomas on Electronic Wonders, and on the guitar, John Coxon from Spring Heel Jack and Spiritualized. You can see them live at the end of next month in Leeds, Glasgow, Manchester and London, but they might be a drummerless trio. And I don't know why. Maybe you do? If so, tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. We'd like to have some news about group. Before that, you heard a bebop beat poem from John Sinclair from his collection Always Know, A Book of Monk. More about monks and more about John Sinclair later. New South African jazz from Brooklyn in a minute, in the form of Bilad al-Sudan by Kezwa and her Martians. And don't worry about Kezwa's speech in mid-tune. Lake Junction is here until 12:30 tonight on BBC Radio 3. Hopefully a revelation as ever.
Well, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey, book of the seven. Tell me, what's John riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John riding?
Master
Revelator. What's John riding?
Master Revelator.
Paper cup of seven. While I whoop, I will wipe it. As cried a holy, bound and fold the son of our God, daughter of Zion, Judith the Lion. Hey, redeemed us in the bought us with the blood. Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey,
book
of the seven. Well, what's John riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John riding?
Hey,
book of the seven seals. I'll unravelator, great advocator, testimony about a Messiah. For telling the story, rising in glory, cried, Lord, to the love of Samaya. Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding? Hey, book of the seven. Well, what's John a riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John a riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John a riding?
Master Revelator.
Hey, book of the seven seals. Well, Moses, watching the flock, saw the bush where they had to stop. God told Moses, pull off his shoes. Out of the flock, well, you are choose. So tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey, book of the seven. Well, what's John riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John riding? Hey, book of the seven seals. Well, who are we? Hell's cried a holy, bound and fold the son of our God, daughter of Zion, Judith the Lion. He redeemed us and he bought us with his blood. Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
Sing a lovely song, I sing a. Hey, Gangula Bola Manje. Lord, Lord, I want to sing a lovely song, I sing a. Hey, Gangula Bola Manje. Lord, Francois, all the way from Brooklyn. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Thanks for the venue, thanks for the company, thanks for your ears, thanks for your love, thanks for your support, thanks for your presence. Thank you for everything. Good night.
Well, I'm standing on a corner with a dollar in my hand. I'm looking for a woman who's looking for a man. Tell me, how long do I have to wait? Well, can I get you now, or must I hesitate? Oh, well, the eagle on a dollar says, in God we trust. Woman says she wants a man, but wants to see a dollar first. Tell me, how long must I hesitate? You know, can I get you now, or do I have to wait? Ain't never been to heaven, but I've been told, Saint Peter taught the angels how to jelly roll. Tell me, how long do I have to wait? Well, can I get you now, or must I hesitate? Oh, well, nickel is a nickel and a dime is a dime. I got a house full of children, not one of them mine. Tell me, how long do I have to wait? Well, can I get you now, or must I hesitate? You know, I'm standing on a corner with a dollar in my hand. I'm a looking for a woman who's looking for a man. Tell me, how long do I have to wait? Well, can I get you now, or must I hesitate?
That was Dave Van Ronk's version of Hesitation Blues, which he learned directly from the Reverend Gary Davis, who would have first heard it when he was a young man back in the 1920s. The Coen brothers' new film Inside Llewyn Davis is, of course, inspired by Dave Van Ronk's days in Greenwich Village in the early 60s, when he inspired many a singer but remained relatively unknown and neglected. It's hitting the cinemas this weekend, and if you get to see it, it will be good to hear what you think of it. You can tweet us, of course, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. But you know that, don't you? Each month, we broadcast a special Late Junction session in which we bring together exploratory musicians who've never worked together before, and each session is available to download as a free podcast for 30 days after broadcast. Last month, we featured Trish Clues, because I know that's how she likes her name pronounced, Donald Grant and Peter Kahn. And there's still 3 days left to download that session. Just click on Late Junction Sessions on our homepage. Next Thursday's programme will feature this month's brand new Late Junction session, which brings together saxist Ian Ballamy, a veteran of many fine bands from Loose Tubes to Billy Jenkins' Voice of God, and David Rees-Williams, eclectic classical pianist. Thank you. Two more gems from the 1970s. Annie Lockwood's World Rhythms, recorded in 1975. In performance, the audience was surrounded by 10 speakers, each of which was linked to a channel of particular found sounds such as lapping water or pulsars or earthquakes, delivered by two quadraphonic and one stereo reel-to-reel tape deck. And the whole soundscape was leavened by a gong played live. Before that, the late and much-admired Sam Rivers with a circus band-like Circles from 1979. Omar Suleiman is a veteran wedding band artist from North Syria who's featured on many a local live recording made at weddings. He plays a form of Middle Eastern trance-like dance music called Dubka. This is Yak Puni off Wenu Wenu, his first studio album, Roll Back the Carpet.
يقبون ليقبوني والدي يقبين أهلي وأهلك بجري وجيران سنين يقبون ليقبوني والدي يقبين أهلي وأهلك بجري وجيران سنين ظل شرير الشال من الجمالة عينك عين الغزالة بنيت الحصين ظل شرير الشال من الجمالة
عينك عين الغزال بني تال حسين شف مقلوجة شلاي جلوجة والله لا علم نوجة وانصب للزية قلبي بخشف مقلوجة شلاي جلوجة والله لا علم نوجة وانصب للزية أهلي وأهلك بجرية وجيران ثنية يقبوني يقبوني والدي يقبين أهلي وأهلك بجرية وجيران ثنية من السعودية لشري لك هبرية من السعودية عينك عين الحورية بني تال حسية لشري لك هبرية من السعودية لشري لك هبرية من السعودية عينك عين الحورية بني تال حسية يقبوني والدي يقبين أهلي وأهلك بجرية وجيران ثنية يقبوني والدي يقبين أهلي وأهلك بجرية وجيران ثنية
Togo's much-missed diva, Julia Kofa-Akusa, singing Mabule. In the moonlight, a woman weeps for her child in the same way as a young girl laments for her lost love. That was recorded back in the late 70s at the start of her international career. In a moment, Jason Krier at the start of his, seeming to triumph over such sadness with Der Wind das Meer. Sing my glory, soothe my violent dream. But first, a final flourish of advanced frequencies from Ryoji Ikeda. We'll be right back.
Scorched bush am I, O Gospod, Isliozna Ishu.
My soul is longing for God, and I seek him in tears. The Carducci Quartet and Gordon Jones performing the opening movement from Alexander Raskatov's Seven Words by Staret Siluan, based on the text of a Russian Orthodox mystic monk. The premiere of the piece took place in Dundalk in Ireland in February 2013, courtesy of the Louth Contemporary Music Society, which are possibly called the Louth Contemporary Music Society, who then recorded it and released this album, Monk's Music. The next piece, on the other hand, is a live performance recorded nearly 20 years ago in Bamako's apparently unglamorous downtown night spot, Bar Bozo. This is the late Lobi Traore, whose guitar style echoes his Malian elders, such as Zanni Diabate, but he also used to give, apparently, props to AC/DC's Angus Young. Takes all sorts. This is Ni Tuguala Mogo Miko.
Hello. Benga. Aywa.
Thank you. jama ko soyi jama ko chigani dolla doy fenni gi yarimu ma o jama do vini chigani dolla doy fulo mati bulodo saju ku furukula mini ya furuko betangala fulo mati bulobla saju furukula bamana manabila amilo konetu alay manado mingasula konetu alay mogali odununya ne fani mali ne koroni nolu anisu amma benga bebe nga di fui mebe modununya dunia mogoli yu aisebali tanu masa ayelai tabanya re segbanya re kaduni kemme kaboni tlanye ammi korle do jamadu sunuma maritununa fama allah ayeta alika mohlu wala mabilakinya de mohlu yodununya sabadi allah ayeta alika mabilakinya ma fa bisai babalu madenu ibabi sai bebalo ibal mahere bi sai bebalo ni jigi bane ke jiyan banna jigita ma amina jiyan manni la amadi alaka nam ma si jigi na ya joni la hara jama ko yo soyi jama ko chigani dalla roi fani giya duma jama do vini chigani dalla roi jama ko soyi jama ko chigani dalla roi fani giya duma jama do vini chigani
oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble, ancient footprints are everywhere. You can almost
would spend inside the Colosseum, dodging lions and a wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I could hardly stand to see them. Yes, it's yours.
Band with Bob Dylan's When I Paint My Masterpiece, with Garth Hudson on accordion and Richard Manuel on mandolin, making that very special. I visited Rome a couple of years back and that song was never out of my head for some reason, and it came back to me again when I went to a Christmas drink thing last month at a gallery which was displaying Bob Dylan's artworks. Maybe not masterpieces, but if you've written songs like Bob, I suppose you've earned the right to flog any old tat to people with more money than sense. Back to Togo now, for what is described in the sleeve notes as a song of seduction, so be very careful out there. Mola with Piano a Pouce, or Thumb Piano.
Mami de bla mi ayahwe On karatu weje mi jole O mami de bla mi ayahwe O mami de bla mi ayahwe On karatu weje mi jole Nginawo bose gada gada Nginawo bose gada gada Mami de bla la 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 la. Thank you.
Aranel. Yeah, somebody pointed out that was Lenore spelled backwards. Monk didn't write the song, one of his players wrote it. Wanted to dedicate it to his girlfriend, but he was already married. And her name was Lenore, so Monk said, why don't you just spell it backwards? She won't know. Edgar Allan Poe played backwards, like a raven in a mirror, or a cask of Amontillado upside down. A twisted glimpse into the mind of Monk at work.
Last week I asked for suggestions of rich and strange Sun Ra tracks, and at JF Derry tweeted in and told us that Lanquidity from his 1978 album of the same name was sublime, and so it was. Downright deliciously wonky, notably featuring orchestra stalwarts Marshall Allen on oboe and John Gilmore on tenor. Keep tweeting in Ra tracks so I can keep them surfacing through the weeks ahead, please. Before that, another bebop beat poem from John Sinclair. He was, of course, the White Panther who was freed from prison back in the 1970s after an epic campaign by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. You can hear recordings of phone calls between the Sinclairs and the Ono Lennons on the Phantom track on that album, Mohawk. Time to go now. Anne Hilda Nesset will be back here in the chair for the next fortnight, but right now, this is where I prepare the airways for Burns Night. This very Saturday. I'm sure Marianne Kennedy will be doing some of that on World on Three tomorrow night from the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow at 11 o'clock. But this is Edinburgh's Bevy Sisters with as much whiskey as we can fit into tonight's programme. Slansha, good night.
Sheets to the wind, when did I begin drinking whiskey without people I call my friends? This time it'll be different, yeah, I ain't the same drinking whiskey with you, Mr. Left me with myself to blame. Whiskey, whiskey, won't you wait?
You ask me when I like you.
Hello, welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katrina Young. We're starting with the sound of the cello at a recital given by the Lithuanian player David Geringas, a pupil of Mstislav Rostropovich and gold medal winner at the 1970 Tchaikovsky competition. Tonight he's in the Bavarian town of Traunstein, where he took part in their summer concert series in 2013. The audience was treated to three very different works, beginning with a sonata Mendelssohn wrote for his cellist brother, Paul. He was apparently a bit nervous of the result. He'd had an ear infection while he was writing it, which had left him temporarily deaf, and he said he wasn't sure how it would turn out. See what you think.
Thank you. Thank you.